Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Tanya Torp. She is the executive director of Step by Step, a wonderful organization, ministry that's been taking care of young single moms from the ages of 12 to 24 in Central Kentucky for 25 years now. So love how just the seed was planted in three ladies at a church here in Central Kentucky, and now it's grown and been making a difference for 25 years. But we couldn't cover all that they do in one program yesterday, so Tanya was kind enough, through even with her busy schedule, to join us again. But, you know, Tanya, you shared yesterday some about some of the things going on, but you guys do so much more than just love on moms. Talk a little bit more about some of the programs that you all offer through Step by Step.
Well, thank you so much again for the opportunity. Yeah, so at Step by Step, again, our moms are between the ages of 12 and 24, and they live right here in Lexington, Kentucky, right in our backyard. And we have a lot of programming for them. The program that we're known for, that we've been known for 25 years, is our Revive Nights. Those happen every single Thursday night, outside of COVID, of course. Every single Thursday night, we go and we pick up these moms all over town. We bring them to our long-time partner for about 23 years, Emmanuel Baptist Church, has been an incredible partner in providing us with space and even volunteers and all kinds of incredible things. They support us well, so we have to give a shout-out to them because they're so amazing to us. But we go to Emmanuel Baptist Church with these kids and these moms, and we provide programming for them. So there's a hot meal, and then as soon as the moms walk in, they're, of course, loved all over. They have a hot meal, and their kids get their own programming. And the moms get a break from their kids for 2.5 hours, and they get to concentrate on themselves and getting to know other moms just like them who are trying to accomplish great things in their lives. And our kids program is Awana programming. And so our kids are learning about Jesus, and it's pretty amazing. So Revive Nights are our most popular program that most people have heard of. We also have a leadership development program. It's called Echo and Resound. And this is for young moms who have completed our program and are ready to lead other moms. And so in Echo and Resound, we have young moms who go through intensive training where they learn things that are not only applicable to Step by Step, but also to the job market. So they learn how to public speak. And oftentimes they are the ones that are doing public speaking right alongside myself and Alicia, our program director. We teach these young moms how to lead groups and all kinds of other things that are just applicable to life. And so they lead our support groups on those Revive Nights. When we break out and go into support groups, these moms, these leaders, are able to do that. One of our leaders' name is Brittany, and she loves that we get to tell these stories about her. She's been with us for a couple of years, and she shared her story publicly that she, when she came to Step by Step, she wanted to drop out of high school. In fact, she did. So we met her at a time where we met her at a high school and had some great conversations with her, and she decided, high school's not for me. I'm going to drop out. Well, we stayed on her. She still came to Step by Step, and we just continued to love on her and just talk about education and how important it was for her and for her child and for her to continue on. And we just partnered her with a mentor, as I mentioned yesterday. We have a mentor program as well, and a mentor continued to pour into her life and talk about education. And finally, she went back, and she did complete and graduate high school, and now she is enrolled in college. So she's doing very well. She's a very hard worker. And so she's able to stand up in front of our moms and say, listen, I even dropped out of high school at one point, and now this is where I'm at as a leader, standing in front of you, leading you. And it's powerful because these young women see themselves in her, and they're going to receive it a lot more from a mom who's in the same exact situation as them, who's able to overcome. So that is our Echo and Resound program. I mentioned a little bit about the Refine Mentor Program twice now, but I want to talk about that as well, that women from our community, just amazing women, we have a training program that is second to none, if I must say so myself, and women come in and they learn things like boundaries, and they learn about being trauma-informed, so we teach our volunteers who want to mentor all kinds of great things to prepare them to meet with moms and love on moms, and they meet with them for an hour a week. check in with them, love on them, encourage them. We like to call them kind of like an auntie. They're not your mom who's going to tell you everything that you need to do, but they're also not your friend because we have great boundaries. They're somebody who's just a supportive person in your life. And so that program is incredibly successful. And some of our most successful moms in our program have had mentors that just have been incredible. We also, I mentioned the children's programming, the WANA programming. We call that our Revive program for our children, so Revive Kids. These kids are so excited to be a part of Step by Step that sometimes our moms tell us, I wasn't going to come tonight, but my kid said it is a Revive night, Mom, and I've got to be there. So it's incredible to see how many volunteers come from all over just to love on these babies and these children and how excited the kids are. As soon as we get through this COVID season, we have a couple of kids that want to be baptized because they've learned about Jesus in our program.
Wow. Well, that's definitely what it's all about, and I love that, you know, the impact has not just on the moms but the kids. But one of the things you said, talking about Revive on Thursday nights, and you talked about where the moms can be together and kind of, you know, support and share with one another. And I found in my life, at least, sometimes the enemy makes you feel like you're the only person that's struggling with certain issues, and it's all your issues. But yet, as I open up with my challenging situation with somebody else, to find out maybe somebody else is dealing with that too. And so when you get these single young moms together, it's got to be incredibly encouraging to know that, hey, I'm not the only one that struggles with this. These other moms do too, and so they're kind of in it together, right?
Absolutely. So one of our favorite things to do at our Revive Nights is we have this thing called What's New and Good. And a lot of times our moms are not celebrated. In fact, they can tell you exactly what society thinks of them, and they use the words that society has used on them, and they know what other people think. But when they come together and they get to stand up, and when we say what's new and good, and a mom will stand up and say, my baby rolled over this week, or I finally got that job I wanted, or I'm moving into my first apartment, and everyone cheers for them. So for that moment, they get the opportunity to just stand up and say, yeah, I matter. And not only do I matter to these young women in the program with me. We are family. We are sisterhood. And it's pretty amazing to watch how they shine.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Tanya Torp. She is the executive director of Step by Step, a wonderful organization here helping young single moms between the ages of 12 and 24 here in Central Kentucky. Obviously, people have been hearing some great stories yesterday, today, and I know it's got to be touching hearts like it's touched mine. Are there volunteer opportunities for people if they want to help?
Absolutely. So right now, during COVID, we, of course, are still social distancing, and we announced our plan for when we will return, and it's going to be a little while, partly because we have so many students that help us with our young moms, so many college students from the University of Kentucky, and they help us with our moms and our kids, and then the kids as well, have many of them have not been back to childcare and that kind of thing. So what we are, the positions that we have now are more about helping liaison with other churches. So if you are in a church that does not support Step by Step, haven't heard about Step by Step, we have an opportunity for you to volunteer to be a liaison between us and people in your church for volunteer opportunities that will happen now and in the future. We also have an opportunity for women right now who are interested in serving. We're going to start training sessions pretty soon, and if there are women that want to be mentors or Revive Night leaders, we'll be training them, so that's another opportunity. We are always looking for men to be a part of our program. So we talk a lot about women, and we've talked a lot about moms and kids. We need some men to be in our, to come and help our team, so on our team. So we could use some men on our board. We could use some men to come and play with children once we start meeting again. We can use some men to come and drive our vans. Like, as I mentioned, we pick them up all over town. Transportation is a huge issue in our city for young women. If you don't have transportation, they're not going to come to the program. And so driving a van is one of the biggest parts of our ministry that we always need help with. So we would love to have people come and serve in that capacity.
Well, lots of great opportunities for you to provide hope. I know a lot of people say, hey, I want to make a difference with my one and only life. And Tanya just gave some great opportunities there. Tanya, what's the best way for people to contact Step by Step about trying to see how they can serve in some of these areas?
If you head to our website, we have a pretty comprehensive area for volunteering to show that there's lots of different ways that you can get involved. And that is www.sbslex.org.
All right. We'll have that available on the podcast later today if you're driving and can't write that down. But we've only got about 3.5 minutes left, but I'd love for you to share a story or two of just hope that's been provided to some of these precious young single moms that through the Step by Step program.
Yeah, so every year there are just incredible stories. We have a young mom who heard about us actually on the radio. Somebody gave us a free advertised spot. She heard about us, and that day she called us, and we happened to be having a revive night that night. She contacted us and said, I'm really interested, and showed up, and we loved all over her, and she loved it. We were able to connect her with the church that hosts us, so she is now a member of that church. Her children are now in that children's ministry. She has lots of friends and family wrapped around her now that she can call upon, and she's one of our leaders. So from somebody who was so alone and didn't know that Step by Step existed to now, she's an integral part of our program and has now partnered with a church. It's pretty spectacular to see that happen. We also have several moms every year who we work with that are through the DCBS system. And so if they have had their children removed from their home, or they're trying to keep their children in the home and they want to regain custody. And it's been beautiful to see moms who have worked really hard to take classes, to make sure that they stay consistent with Step by Step, to build relationships with others, to see families reunited and moms having the skills that they need in order to be great moms. So that is something that happens all the time. I would like to end by reading you what our moms stand up and read. It's called our Revive Creed on Thursday nights. They stand up and read this together. So I want to end with that, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
I belong here. I am here for a purpose. My presence matters. I am fully accepted as I am and on my way to becoming my best self. I do not have to perform or pretend to be something I am not. I am not my past mistakes. I am not my diagnosis. I am not what others have said about me. My past does not dictate my future behavior. In this space, I can be made new. I am not what happened to me. I don't have to be powerless, weak, or afraid. I am valued, adopted into this family of sisters. I am not in competition with other single moms here. I will fight for my sister and not against her. I am not invisible here. I am seen, and I can be my true self. My gifts and talents are welcome and will be supported in this space. People have hurt me, abandoned me, misunderstood me, and counted me out. I am not the version of me they have created. I am possibility itself. Being a mother is not my only identity. I have hopes, dreams, aspirations, and goals beyond my current circumstances. I will inspire my children to reach their dreams as they watch me reach mine. I am fearfully and wonderfully made for greatness. That's a part of our Revive Creed, that our moms stand up every Thursday night when we're together and read that, and it is powerful to watch them get it.
Wow, it's got me emotional. That's love here. That is definitely a story of hope there. Tanya, thank you so much for being with us. I want to encourage our listeners to go check out their website, sbslex.org. That's sbslex.org. For Tanya Torp with Step by Step, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.